And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Benj. Thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
Indeed, the boss of the Mailo Clinic's Sydney is on the line. Doc, how are you?
Good, Steve. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I'm still going through my dental journey, but it's going to come to an end at some stage soon.
It's becoming a long journey.
Well, I found two more crowns they now want to do. I mean, what's going on, Larry? Am I being dragged down a road that I shouldn't be going down?
Maybe you need a second opinion. Maybe
I've got to come to
the Mailo Clinic.
I've got to come to the Mailo Clinic and get a second opinion, I think. No, I think they're being very genuine and they're looking after me.
Sure.
But anyway.
100%. I'm actually with Professor Mailo, would you believe, tonight?
Very nice. He's in Australia again. Tell him welcome from me.
Sydney. Yes, so he's here. So we actually are both giving a lecture tomorrow to a big group of dentists and then to another group on Friday. So he's very well, and
he continues to act, change the way he does business, and he's such a great innovator.
Yes, and it's amazing. You know, there's new implants come out, and it's actually said he's actually going to change the whole All-on-4 system in 18 months. So that's very, and he won't even tell me what it is, but he said he's come up with something which is going to be even better. So very interesting.
He's a genius, so we expect that it's going to be something that will revolutionise again. And then what will have to happen, of course, Larry, is everyone will try and copy it again.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what, and that's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
You're going to, if you want to copy the best, that's what you do.
Footy season is back in all the codes.
Yes.
Soccer's about to wrap up, but NRL, rugby, the rugby's on, and so is the AFL. You have a couple of teams that you sponsor, including the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
Yep.
And you also are with St Kilda Football Club in Melbourne.
Correct.
You actually fit the team's mouthguards.
Yes, in fact, we've actually been fitting a new sequence of mouthguards just recently called the Shock Doctor. The Shock Doctor is a mouthguard which actually emanates from the United States. And actually, we've been doing all the top guys out of the most of the teams, whether it be Sydney Swans, whether it be Hawthorn, whether it be Collingwood. So there's a whole lot come in, and they're trying these. They're actually a double laminated guard, which is actually quite superior. So it actually has a double layer of protection.
So it's called the Shock Doctor.
The Shock Doctor, yeah. Actually, it's been a very, very effective guard. In fact, I can remember I had two accidents with people with them in, severe traumas on the footy field, and teeth have survived very nicely. So we've been actually fitting a lot of those. They are an expensive one, so probably out of the range a bit of the non-professional sort of person. They're around about $300. But for a family, you know, certainly you wouldn't go for those, although I do have a lot of kids coming in saying, can I have the same as the AFL as stars? But, you know, the conventional mouthguard that we make is more than appropriate and really a good value today. In terms
so
of
with that one, how extreme is the fitting of that? I mean, is it that's personalised, presumably?
Yeah. All mouthguards that actually fit well should be personalised in terms of taking an impression, a mould of your teeth. The ones you buy over the counter, I always think, are a compromise, but they're a damn good compromise if, from a cost point of view, you can't afford to go down that path. Then they're a great adjunct. But you've got to be, when you're looking at the way that they're actually molded and you look at the instructions, you've got to be pretty careful with them, that you get them to the right temperature before you actually put them in the mouth. Not too hot, obviously, you can burn yourself, but not too cold. They need to actually have a fair bit of fluidity to them so they can be molded.
How comfortable should a mouthguard be?
Should be very.
I know that sounds like a silly question, but
no, it's actually a very good question, because a lot of the AFL footballers, you know, conventional mouthguard when we make them goes, you know, right up under the lip, because it's got to protect not only the teeth, it actually has to protect the bone, because if you get a hit in, say, on your top lip, just under your nose, and you fracture the bone at that point, and they actually pop the tooth out. So the mouthguard.
You're making me grimace.
Well, the mouthguard needs to go right up high, but a lot of them complain it shouldn't go too far back, like it doesn't go all the way back to your molar teeth, because then what happens, it actually restricts your breathing a little bit, you know. So we often make what we call a little hybrid, which is a bit smaller, only goes back to the premolar teeth, which is not the big molar teeth. Therefore, it's a little bit more comfortable for them to wear in terms of, it doesn't feel as bulky, and you can breathe a lot easier.
So you shouldn't then, when you're finished playing, take it out, presumably, and chuck it in a dirty old boot bag.
No, well, I might actually get you to come and talk to the teams about that, because until I'm blue in the face, we always talk about hygiene with them, and, you know, you have a loss of a game afterwards and they're not very happy and they'll throw their guards down. And, you know, a mouth guard, really, you know, you wouldn't put something, any food off the floor and put it into your mouth. You really need to wash it with cold water. You can use some toothpaste or a bit of mouthwash on it just to sterilise it, but it should be kept in a container and kept very clean. You know, otherwise, you're just putting bacteria into your mouth.
Well, you could get sick pretty quickly. And these things wear out, presumably, because you're gripping very hard with your teeth.
One per season.
Is that it? Only lasts a year?
Well, for the professionals, yes, sir. There's one per year. For kids, certainly one per year, because they're growing. So, you know, you make one this year and then they've already sudden, you know, if you're making one for a 10-year-old, by next year it's different and next year it's different. So you're always changing them over. That's why we try and keep it very, very competitive in cost. You know, we make a mouth guard for under $100, you know, because it is a cost to families going on that they need to change them over every year.
Well, given what I've just paid to get a relatively minor number of teeth sorted out, it's a great insurance policy, because if you've got to repair a mouthful of teeth, you've had it. Really pleasure to catch up with you. Say g'day to Paolo for me.
I will, Steve.
And we'll catch up soon. Thanks for talking to us tonight. We'll talk to you next week. Dr. Larry Benge there, and that's great advice, particularly for all you parents who have youngsters who are about to head off into the footy season.